Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center.
In today's dialogues, we are going to look at making business calls in English and go over some of the key phrases for speaking on the phone. First, listen to the two short phone calls and then work through the debriefing with me and practice the key phrases.
Wilson & Wilson, can I help you?
Yes, this is Joe Chan from Acme Appliances. I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson if he's available, please.
Would that be Mr. Wilson Sr. or Mr. Wilson Jr.?
Mr. Wilson Sr., please.
I'll just see if he's available. Hold the line, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson's in a meeting at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, could you ask him to phone me, please? My number is 2311-5654.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm sorry, Joe Chan, Acme Appliances.
Okay, just let me check the number. 2311-5654.
That's right.
I'll pass that message on. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Acme Appliances, Joe Chan speaking.
This is Tom Wilson, returning your call.
Ah, yes, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for calling back. I wanted to set up a meeting with you to discuss your requirements for next year.
Yes, certainly. How about Thursday, about 2:30?
That would be fine.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you then.
Thursday, 2:30. See you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. When we use the phone, we can't see the other person, so we have to listen carefully and speak clearly. Often, we deal with a receptionist or personal assistant, but the language we use on the phone follows conventions.
Wilson & Wilson, can I help you?
Yes, this is Joe Chan from Acme Appliances. I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson if he's available, please.
When answering the phone, a switchboard operator will usually say the name of the company, then, "Can I help you?" or "How can I help you?" Or, they may not say anything after the name of the company. In any case, the caller normally says their name by saying, "This is," and their name. Then, the name of their company after the words "from" or "of," and then, who they would like to speak to. Don't wait to be asked, but offer the information. On the phone, unless you know the other party personally, always use polite, formal language. Mr. Wilson might not want to speak to Joe, but it's not polite to say this. Notice that Joe says he wants to speak to Mr. Wilson, if he's available. Often, it's not convenient to speak to someone straight away. If he's available really means if he wants to speak to me at the moment. Here's some useful phrases for asking for someone on the phone.
Is Mr. Wilson available, please? Could I speak to Mr. Wilson if he's available? Could you put me through to Mr. Wilson? I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson if possible, please.
So we can say,
I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson.
Or,
could I speak to Mr. Wilson?
And,
if he's available. If possible, please.
And you always add please. And another phrase is, could you put me through, please? The receptionist says, I'll just see if he's available. Then, hold the line, please. But Mr. Wilson isn't available, so this is what she says.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson's in a meeting at the moment. Can I take a message?
In a meeting is code for it's not convenient for him to talk at the moment. He may be in a meeting, but he could also be out or doing something else. Here's some phrases to practice that can be used for this situation.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting at the moment. I'm sorry, he's not available at present. I'm sorry, he's out of the office at the moment.
And here's one not to use.
I'm sorry, he's busy.
To say someone can't talk because they're busy suggests that your call is not important. But the receptionist knows what to say and to ask if there's a message.
Can I take a message?
Yes, could you ask him to phone me, please? My number is 2311-5654.
It's best to keep messages simple and to the point. Here are a few simple phrases to use when leaving a message. Let's practice.
Could you ask him to phone me, please? Could you get him to return my call, please? If he could call me back, that would be great.
Of course, the important detail here is the actual phone number. It's important to pronounce each number carefully.
2311-5654.
In America, they would probably say
2311-5654.
Try saying these numbers.
0414-6831. 9882-6776.
Or
9882-6776.
And the receptionist must also make sure she has all the details correct. Here are some phrases you can use to check details.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Could you just repeat the number, please? Could I have your number again, please? Would you mind repeating that?
When Tom Wilson returns his call, Joe answers like this.
Ah, yes, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for calling back. I wanted to set up a meeting with you to discuss your requirements for next year.
Yes, certainly. How about Thursday, about 2:30?
That would be fine.
Okay. I look forward to seeing you then.
Thursday, 2:30. See you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
First, Joe thanks him for calling back. He says, "Thanks for calling back." He could also say, "Thank you for returning my call." Then he states the purpose of his call, and they make the arrangements for the meeting. Because he wants the meeting, he lets Wilson suggest a time. This is polite, because he is the customer in this situation. Then he says, "I look forward to seeing you then." Again, this is a polite way of ending a conversation, as well as being a signal that there is no more to say. Notice, too, that Joe repeats the day and time of the meeting, so that both people are sure of it. Let's now just review the key phrases for phone calls when calling someone and making an arrangement.
Wilson and Wilson, can I help you? I'll just see if he's available. Would you mind holding the line? Would you like to leave a message? Sorry, I didn't quite catch your name. I'd like to speak to Mr. Wilson. Could you put me through to Mr. Wilson? This is Lin Chan, returning your call. Thanks for returning my call. I look forward to seeing you then.
The key points when using the phone are to speak clearly and give essential information. Don't speak too fast and check that the other person has understood. If not, you may need to rephrase. Use polite, formal language. These conventional phrases are signals for the other person. We need to respond in the right way, or the conversation could be quite short.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.